So grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I have been recovering from my foot surgery, especially those first couple of weeks when I had to elevate most of the time, I was re-binge watching some of my favorite shows, including Friends. In one episode, the six friends are sitting around together doing a Mad Lib book. Mad Libs are when there are sentences with blanks in it, and you offer a noun or an adjective or a verb to make up silly sentences. Well, five of the six friends were putting in their names in the blank, regardless of whether it was a noun or a verb or adjective. And Monica, who I'm much more like than I want to admit, told them that it doesn't count as a good Mad Lib if you just put your names in there. Well, the others kind of grumble and roll their eyes and they get up to leave. And she says, but wait, if we follow the rules, we can still have fun and it means something. And they keep walking out. And she says, guys, rules are good. They help control the fun. I get Monica. I get her. But I think that rules get a bad rap, right? This week, as teachers were meeting their students and offering classroom rules to their students, even before the teachers described what the rules were, as soon as they said, let's go over the rules, I bet you that there were countless students who rolled their eyes, who said maybe under their breath or aloud, oh man. Right, just hearing the word rules causes us to have a sort of sinking feeling within us. The word rules, and not just the word rules themselves, it has a negative connotation or association. And there are some words like that in Scripture, too, that when we hear them, they have a negative association, or they might cause us to roll our eyes or say, oh, man. And some of those words are in the Psalm and the Deuteronomy passage for today. Words like law, commandments, decrees, ordinances. None of these sound that positive, right? When you hear these words, does it spark joy anywhere in you? My guess is no. But let's look a little bit deeper at the context to see if we can figure out why the psalmist thinks that we should delight in God's law, and to see why Moses is telling the Israelites that it is life-giving to obey God's commandments and to observe God's ordinances and decrees. When words like law and commandments and ordinances and decrees are used in Scripture, what they're actually referring to is quite simple. They're referring to God's word revealed in Scripture. So if you break it down, and if it helps you when you're reading the Bible and you see these words to maybe kind of substitute it, when it says law, decree, etc., you just put God's word in there. So it's life-giving to follow God's word. We are called to delight on God's word. And the reality is that both the verses from Deuteronomy and Psalm 1 today remind us that God's word, laws, decrees, commandments, are grace-filled gifts to us. Which sounds a little bit counterintuitive, right? How can a law or a decree or an ordinance or a commandment be grace-filled, or a gift for that matter? Throughout God's word, God gives instruction to God's people on how God wants them to live their lives. In God's word, God reveals God's intention for us, for what he wants our relationship with God to look like, and what God wants our relationship with others to look like. Love. It all comes down to love. The laws and commandments and ordinances ultimately show us what it means and what it looks like to love God and love our neighbors. So think of it in this way. God's laws and commandments are the gift of a loving parent protecting their children and helping them thrive. So for those of you who are parents, or for all of us who have been children, it's like a loving parent protecting their children from playing in traffic. It's like when I wanted to get a Vespa because I thought it would be so cute for the pastor to drive a Vespa around Holly Grove. Gyla said, no, it's not that safe, Anna. We really don't want you cruising up and down Holly Grove Road on a Vespa. Parents don't give these rules and these instructions and say, don't go play in the traffic, because they're trying to ruin their children's fun. They're trying to protect their children from harm, and sometimes even from death. So yes, God's laws and commandments may make us roll our eyes and say, oh man, because the truth is that they can feel hard and heavy, and it might seem like they are ruining our fun. But what if God's laws and commandments aren't a punishment or a curse, but a gift? And what would it mean for us to think about the law not as what we don't do or can't do, but what we are invited by God to do? In our reading from Deuteronomy this morning, Moses lays before the people of Israel death and adversity, but also life and prosperity. He knows that even though they've spent 40 years in the wilderness school trying to learn God's ways and learn about who God is, that even though they've spent these 40 years, that they are still going to have a hard time being faithful to God and following God's commandments. But even though he knows it's going to be hard, he still pleads with them to choose life. Because the truth is that in God's law and in God's commandments, the gift of life, true life, eternal life, is found. In the law, through the lens of grace, we have been given a description of the life that God intends for us, a life spent loving God and loving others with all of who we are and all that we have. So in God's word, in God's laws and commandments and decrees, God gives us both the gift of law and the gift of grace. And these gifts call us to go beyond just obeying them, but choosing life and living into them. And the way that we live into the gift of the law is by taking responsibility. It's not in checking off boxes, but in checking on our neighbors. It's not by bearing the burden of the law, but by bearing the burdens of our neighbors. And it's not for the purpose of saving ourselves a seat in heaven. It's for serving the least and the lost. Because the gift of the law is the gift of Christ, God's word made flesh, who fulfills the law completely and perfectly. God's word is most fully revealed to us in Jesus Christ, God's word who took on flesh. And Jesus is love. Jesus is God's will. Jesus is God's hope for humankind lived out. Jesus is God's love in human form. And God's word made flesh reveals to us most fully who God is and who God desires and intends for us to be. Jesus lives out God's love and God's will and the law perfectly. But us, yeah, we're not so perfect, are we? We're much more like those Israelites, because we know it's not always easy to follow God and to be faithful to God and to follow and obey God's laws and commandments. But brothers and sisters, God does not call us or even demand perfection of us. God calls us to faithfulness. And God calls us to choose life, to choose the life that God gives in the law and the life that God gives in Christ. Brothers and sisters, may we choose to receive the gift of grace that God gives us in God's law, in God's commandments, in God's decrees and ordinances. And may we faithfully live it. Amen.